Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So the U.S. women's soccer team just took down Spain 2-1.
Whew.
George, you can finally take a deep breath.
Man, I was going through it over here.
Like, you were. This is you were losing your mind.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here trying to do like two different things, and I was losing. I have to stop.
You were losing your marbles there for a little bit. Speaking of soccer, I was listening yesterday to driving in to my Sunday show, and I was listening to Fox Sports Radio. I was listening to Steve Hartman talk about, you know. Why? Because there are some people like the, and I'm sure George, you hear this all the time. Is a, like, why? So the women are the women the best? Is the United States women team like, are they the favorite to win the World Cup?
Ranked number one in the world.
So I think there's some people going, okay, how are the women so good and the men aren't? Like basically, like how are? And I think it's a legit question because there are some people. How are the I think for a long time, people have always asked the question, why is United States men's soccer just never really ever been very good?
What a question.
What I think it is unfortunately forever. I mean, again, the idea, people that try to say soccer isn't popular. I mean, you're living in an alternate. I mean, it's the most popular sport on earth. Okay.
100%.
It is. But that doesn't mean it's the most popular sport in America. It's not.
Oh, yes.
That's, you want to know your answer? That's your answer. Why is the United States has, you know, enormous population and all that stuff, but why are typically American basketball players better than everyone else and football players? But because football and basketball are more important to our country and they're more ingrained in our culture and our society than soccer is.
You are not wrong.
You get, people become good at what's in front of them. The people are going to excel at whatever is important in front of, like, football is a way of life in this country. It is ingrained into societies and culture. Like, Friday night lights is a thing. Friday night high school football. Saturdays and Sundays in the fall and the, like, are sacred, right? Did you hear he scheduled a wedding during football? What was he? You know, I mean, that's like, people get offended at a wedding being on like a Husker football Saturday. To hell with your love and matrimony. I want to watch Nebraska play football. You know what I mean? No one is scheduling things around a soccer game. Hey, yeah, we're going to do that party on Friday. Oh, wait, Real Madrid plays on Friday. Okay, no, that's file that under a conversation no one's ever had in America. Because soccer just, I mean, and this isn't me poo-pooing on soccer. I mean, again, I told you, the idea, I mean, soccer is the most, when you take the world, soccer is the most popular sport in the world. But it's not the most popular sport. It's not the most important sport in America.
And here's what I will say, and people, and this is where the difference comes in. For men, you have basketball, you have football, and then soccer is probably maybe like a distant fourth. For the women, I say basketball is probably number one, soccer.
That's right. That was going to be my next thought, because maybe you would be like, I wondered if you flipped it for women.
Yeah.
Where does soccer rank in importance for women athletes in this country?
Bingo.
And I bet it's much higher than men.
They get the best athletes out there on that field.
The best athletes that America produces are going to the basketball court They're going to the football field, or they're going to probably Major League Baseball.
Agreed.
I mean, they're not like.
I'd even say hockey gets more
hockey.
Than
I mean, you
our
yes.
soccer players, 100%.
So I think in some ways it, you know, you can sit there and be like, oh, it's kind of maddening. You know, like how on earth with, you know, hundreds of millions of, like, it's not the most important. It's not. Now, the interesting thing about that, though, with that said, is it's probably the one sport everybody has played at some point. You know what I mean? Like, it is the one sport that, like, I'd say it's kind of rare you run into somebody that didn't play soccer when they were, like, in kindergarten or first grade or something. Yeah, because Kent tweets at me and says, youth soccer is the most popular sport in America until about fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
And that could be, I just.
And then it's around fifth or sixth grade is when you start getting your helmet and you're able to play football.
Yeah, and fifth or sixth grade is when you start to, I think fifth or sixth, like up until you're, until, you know, when you're like 9, 10, 11 years old, you kind of play whatever your parents are like, hey, little Billy, you're on a soccer team. Okay, whatever. All of a sudden, when you get to fifth or sixth grade, you start to kind of have like a, you know, like you kind of like what you like, you know? And oftentimes, what you like is a product of what is in front of you as an American consuming things. So by the time you turn 11, 12, 13 years old, where you get to finally kind of go, okay, what do I like to do? What do I like to? And oftentimes some of that stuff gets shaped by not necessarily what you've done in the past, but more of what's in front of you. And what is in front of you all day, every day is basketball and football, basketball and football. Basketball and football. Basketball and football. I mean, you ask a bunch of 12-year-olds, hey, just how many NFL players can you list? How many NBA players can you list? And then ask them, how many soccer players can you list?
Man, it's going
to
be.
So in some ways, that's your answer.
And you know what's funny is that even me, a soccer fan now, I'm a late bloomer. I didn't get into soccer until maybe my junior, senior year of high school. I'm a late bloomer into it.
Sure.
Because basketball and football, those are my two.
That's how, I mean, I was a guy that I played soccer. I loved soccer growing up. I played soccer all the way up until seventh or eighth grade. But I loved playing soccer. But I just have never really gotten into watching soccer. Now, I'm not one of those guys that turns on the mics and just crush. I mean, I'm not going to crush soccer. I mean, soccer's fine, you know? Just like, you know, you get to a point in your life where it's like you like what you like. You know? I mean, I've told you, I'm not a huge baseball. I enjoyed the two sports I loved a lot growing up, baseball and soccer. I loved playing baseball and soccer growing up. As an adult, what sports do I very rarely want to seek out to watch? Baseball and soccer. You know what sport I never watched growing up was like boxing and MMA. But as an adult, you know what? I'd rather watch a big MMA fight than a big baseball game, unless it's like the World Series.
Yep.
Same thing with a soccer game. But, you know, I mean, we have this question, why aren't the men better? And I mean, it's just not as ingrained in our society, in our culture. It's not as important as football and basketball. I've been to Barcelona. I've been to London. I've been, like, soccer is everything there.
It is next level.
It's everything there.
It is absolute next level.
I mean, it's no wonder that Brazil and Spain and Argentina, like, soccer's more important there. That's just how it is. 402-951-1620. Let's grab John quick. What's up, John? Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Nick? How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just think with soccer, I mean, growing up as a kid, it sounds like you would play, but, you know, my parents always steered me to the top three sports, and it seemed like the kids that really weren't progressing in those sports, they were playing soccer. And you know, it seemed if you had a certain level of athletic ability that was geared towards baseball, basketball, or football, you kind of stuck with it. It just wasn't really at the forefront of you know, my house growing up. But you know, that could change. I think you know, parents are getting concerned with injuries, concussions, things like that. I'm not sure what it'll look like here, you know, 10 or 20 years down the road. But it just wasn't something we talked about really growing up. You know, everybody was talking about being the next baseball star, or you know, going out on. I mean, it's so easy to just go out and grab a basketball and friends start playing.
Sure,
it's an affordable sport in a lot of regards there too. And then I did have a take. I hate to digress back to the fast food conversation.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. You know, there is a certain level of shame there, and I think every adult male has that. When I go through, I'm always drive-through. I mean, there's no way I'm going
in. Oh, going in? Yeah, good.
Into the location.
Unless you have a fake mustache you can wear or something like that.
But, you know, you're always going to spot that dude who's in the back of the parking lot crushing the meal that they just got. So they don't have the evidence, you know, in the place they go. And then,
that's
funny. As soon as I'm leaving that window, you better believe that burger basically is in my mouth.
Oh yeah.
Outside of the property, so I could put the evidence away before I enter the house or before I go into the next building, so I could just, you know, crush that wrapper in the bag it came in. So it's so the shame is high.
Oh man, that's
for
funny.
Me as well, and I think that's across the board. But and then lastly, you know, I just wanted to pay your show a compliment. I just really like how you give your producer kind of a platform to engage in the show. And too often, I think hosts will, you know, feel they have the entitlement to kind of shut folks down, or, you know, they gain a certain level of celebrity in the market. And you've just always been really positive, not only with the callers, but the folks that you have on your show. And it's just something that I've generally observed listening to the show. So I just wanted to...
Thank you, John.
I think,
I appreciate that, man.
I like... listening to the show. But,
thanks, man. John, I appreciate the kind words, man. I really do. Thanks for calling. Call anytime. That's really good. Appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I mean, George, I like you, so I like bringing you on the show. I like that, though. I like that.
I'm with it, John.
Yeah. The soccer thing, I just don't, like, yeah, it can be kind of like, there are certain things that are interesting, but then there's like, to me, there's a logical explanation for it. Like, why are the United States men not better? Well, kind of makes sense to me. I mean, I think kids grow up dreaming about LeBron James. They don't grow up dreaming about being, you know, fill in the blank of any soccer player. Messi, Ronaldo, you know, like.
Or for Americans, Landon Donovan.
Yeah, Landon Donovan. I just don't think they do, you know. But I do think there are a bunch of women that grow up and want to be Alex Morgan.
And what's funny is that, like, I've been out to World Cup watch parties for the USA women, and you see the little girls and their faces when they see these girls.
These are the super duper stars to
these
them.
These are the super duper stars.
The way I think the way young boys and young men look at LeBron and Steph and KD in some ways is the same way a lot of these younger women look at Alex Morgan and a lot of these United States women soccer players.
110%.
And never underestimate, you try to, I mean, oftentimes, think of whoever your sports hero was growing up. Like, you want to be them. I wanted to be Michael Jordan,
and I wanted to be Chris Webber.
Yeah, you want to become like I. All I did was watch Michael Jordan video. I watched Come Fly With Me, Airtime, Michael Jordan's Playground. My room didn't have a single spot on it that didn't have a Jordan poster. I wanted to be Michael Jordan. And here I am all these years later, and guess what sport I am still madly head over heels in love with? Basketball. So, you know, never underestimate the mind of a child and when someone becomes your hero. You really begin to look up to someone like that. I'm sorry, I just don't think there are a lot of young boys that are like Landon Donovan is the Earth, Moon, and Stars. I just don't. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't any. And I think there's a logical explanation behind some of that.
100%.
I really do.
And what I will say is that USA is they're trying to get that people to care a little bit more. They've got a star in Christian Pulisic that really you can look up to. It's like, hey, I want to be just like that person. But it's going to take a little bit of time because these girls have been doing that since the 90s. The Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm, yeah.
So it's one of those things. It's going
to Brandi Chastain, was that? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. I mean, but I just think there's a logical explanation to it. I really do. All right, Verz is going to stop by in about 15 minutes. 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time.